It is our second annual Meow March. And why should those dogs have all the fun at that strut your mutt? The cat said, what about us?
Yeah.
But we don't want to leave the couch.
Yeah, I was going to say, I own cat, and it's just like, you know, getting the cat out maybe on a leash or something. Well, my cat would like to go outside, but would not want to be organized in a walked in an organized manner.
Told what to do, right?
Exactly. So, but what do you got going on with this?
It's our second annual Meow March, and it's a benefit for homeless pets. And it is a virtual catwalk. So you have a fun time with it, make up a fun story where your cat is going to march. The point is to raise funds for UPAWS, of course, but we'll have a little twist on it for the cats. And you can go to our website, set up a page. There's links to that through our First Giving safe and secure site. Mm-hmm. You make a story up. My cat is tired of winter. Tired of hanging around in her sweatpants at home, so she's going out on the town.
Yeah.
She is. She's going to go get her hair done and all kinds of stuff.
How does it work out? How do you register? How do you guys make money on it? How do we donate if we want to?
Head on over to www.upaws.org. We have a link over to our First Giving site. And if someone's familiar with Strut Your Mutt and setting up that page, it's similar. Register through our Meow March page.
Mm-hmm.
Upload your photo of your kitty cat. Make up your story of where your kitty is going to virtually walk. Every mile that kitty walks, someone pledges a dollar, they get a mile closer to their destination.
Okay.
Send out your link to friends, family, coworkers. Ask them to make a pledge so your kitty can get to its destination and back. And it's just a fun, cute way to raise funds. Our goal is $2,000 for the month of March. Mm-hmm. It was our second year this year. We made our goal definitely last year. We had a good first year of it, so we thought, hey, let's do it again. And we got all month to raise those funds.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's running basically all month for the month of March. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I know there's other things that are going on at UPAWS. You've got an event with the Losers that are coming up that has to do with the wish list. So tell us what they're doing, and then let's talk a little bit about your wish list.
Absolutely. The Luge Club fundraiser is set for March 15th, which is Saturday. It's 4 to 7 at Lucy Hill. And it is put on by the Upper Peninsula Luge Club. And it's a great family event.
Mm-hmm.
Head on over to Lucy Hill. If you've never been there, it sounds really cool.
Mm-hmm.
4 to 7, they're asking for folks to just bring wish list items or either monetary donations. And I'll be there with one of the other gals, Stephanie from UPAWS. And we can answer also any questions folks have. And it sounds like a great time. Hot chocolate, a bonfire, fun stuff.
And they're asking for wish list items. And this is actually something key that I think people need to know about. You have a wish list at UPAWS, which always money is appreciated.
Absolutely.
But if you don't have money to give, but maybe you've got some other items, what are you looking for?
We have a wish list link on our UPAWS site, but we're always looking for items such as canned cat food, the pate type. Cats like that. Our cats get canned cat food every morning,
mm-hmm.
as well as the dry food, but it helps with just moisture, and it's good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Paper towel, laundry soap, Econo slips.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. If you have any old clean towels, old clean bedding that old clean clothing. Our animals love to be cozy.
So if you're going to get some new sheets or something before throwing them out or
Don't
something,
them
wash them and bring them to UPAWS.
Absolutely. Old bedding, old towels. So, so useful for us. Right now, we have a group of folks that are making snuggler blankets for us, and we're in need of yarn.
Oh, okay.
And the snuggler blankets, they make little blankets so the kitty cats are it's been a cold winter,
mm-hmm.
and you know we of course we're warm and cozy up there, but that really helps. All kinds of great things, so it doesn't have to cost anything. Like I said, if you have old clean bedding, shirts, that your old sweaters,
sweatshirts.
Done with. Don't throw them out. Think about us. Bring them on up.
It does make good bedding.
Never thought about that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is.
It's absolutely. It's great really idea. Needed.
My
it
wife
is.
And I do it occasionally. We'll just, when we're getting rid of some stuff, we'll just put it in a box, wash it, put it in a box, bring it up to you guys. Or there's some, we've also found that there's usually somebody in town, or sometimes a lot of times you can drop it off there too. So you got a lot of options.
Absolutely. Actually, Dee Dee from Sunny 101.9 mm-hmm. Here has said that she dropped them off here.
Yep.
And she'll bring it on up. She loves to see those kitties.
Well, Dee Dee is certainly, yeah. But the problem is, every time she shows up, she goes home with something,
with a new
too,
kitty, you know? So they love to see her,
that's
sure.
That's the trick.
But you do want people to stop by if they can. So what are the hours and location of UPAWS?
Our hours are, we're open 7 days a week, noon until 4. Thursdays, we are open noon until 6:30, so we're open late. Head on up to Snowfield Road is where we are at, up toward the old airport.
Yep.
Turn at Superior Car. There's mm-hmm. Snowfield Road. Follow the signs, and we're back there. It's not hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
Come on out and see us. We have so many wonderful animals, so many different programs, volunteer opportunities. There's a volunteer link on the site.
And the site I was just going to ask you about, the website is what?
www.upaws.org. Our phone is 906-475-6661. Head on out to see us. Our actual address is 84 Snowfield Road, Negaunee Township.